Hey, hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here. I'm in one of my favorite spots in Crown Point, San Diego. And this video here today is about something super important. It's about accountability. So I did a survey the other day and I asked people, what's the biggest challenge or frustration that's holding them back from living their life on fire? And we got tons and tons and hundreds of responses. And the thing that kept coming back was that people were having a hard time getting themselves to take the action necessary to do what they want to do. So most people actually know what they want, they just can't get themselves to do it. And so this episode of Life on Fire TV is about the accountability necessary to get ourselves to do the things that we need to do to get what we want, to live your life on fire. All right, so if you've ever started and stopped something, let me throw a couple examples. So think about maybe you've started a diet and you have this big goal, maybe it's a New Year's resolution to lose weight, and you get all excited, you set the goal, you set the intention, the New Year's resolution, you get all excited, you read the book, you start it, and you actually know what you need to do, right? Losing weight is about just, it's about eating healthier, eating better, eating less, and then moving more. But why is it so hard to follow through? And it all comes back to, you know, what Tony Robbins always talks about is the pain versus pleasure. And it's the pain associated with going to the gym, getting sore, getting started, versus the pleasure of fitting into the jeans or the shirt or the skinny, you know, the little black dress or whatever that is. So it's interesting that we actually know what we need to do. The hard part is getting ourselves to actually do it. And so the first thing it always starts with is awareness. So having the awareness over this and knowing that we need to have that accountability to be able to motivate ourselves to do it. And so the same is true for entrepreneurs. You know, after having coached hundreds and hundreds of entrepreneurs, the interesting thing is many people think it's this whiz-bang strategy or this certain ad technique or the one Snapchat, you know, strategy that's gonna change everything. But it really all comes back to getting the motivation to do the things that we need to do. And you know, most entrepreneurs actually know what they need to do. They need to make more sales calls. They need to do more profit-producing activities. And we find all of these different ways to make ourselves appear busy and do all this busy work all day, but not actually get the end result that we want, which is making more profit in the business, helping more people. And again, that all comes back to accountability. So one of the things that I've found, and one of the reasons why I personally have a coach and why we do coaching, is because when we are actually performing for someone else, we are way more likely to actually go and pull out that extra 10%, 20% of potential. And what's interesting is that you can actually prove this in a group setting. So for me, I did this this experience with Navy SEALs with a guy named Commander Mark Devine, who's actually speaking at our big Life on Fire event that's coming up December 1, 2, 3 in San Diego. And Commander Devine proved to us that in a group setting, when we're performing to not let other people down, we'll actually perform in what he says 20 times past what we think is possible. So picture this, where you know, we go to this event called Unbeatable Mind. I didn't even realize it was an overnight stay. And we get there and we have this little barracks, we put all our stuff down and we come downstairs. We have no idea what to expect, and they just start spraying us with hoses, and we got to get down and do push-ups. Now, at the time, I was getting over a knee surgery. I could probably do maybe 20, 30 push-ups in a row, but as a collective group of about 15 guys, we had to do like 50 push-ups, and if anyone went to their knees or if anyone caved in, that we would have to start over. So what happens is, in my own strength, yeah, I'd probably do the 30, but because I don't want to be the guy that lets down the whole group, and then we keep having to go back and start at zero and count back up to 50. So what happens is you start pulling out more potential. You start living at such a deeper level because you don't want to let everyone else down. So we're actually more inclined to work harder. We're more inclined to perform at a higher level when it's for somebody else. So in a group setting, it's so key. That's why when you think about whether it's football or any team sport, incredible coaches. I had a great football coach. They're able to pull out way more out of us because we don't want to be the person letting everyone else down. And we're more likely to perform at a higher level for somebody else. So now if we turn this into a whether it's a business setting, whether it's a life setting, what we found as, you know, having coached again hundreds of people, myself, my wife Megan, we found that when people come to that call and we have them declare what they're going to do or create in the next seven days, it's gonna get them one step closer to their vision. And when they say what they're gonna do and they commit to what they're gonna do and they honor their word and their integrity, they're likely to actually do it because they don't wanna let me down or they don't wanna let my wife Megan down. And so just having that accountability buddy or having that coach makes such a huge difference. So what I wanna challenge you with, on this episode is I wanna challenge you to either work out in a group setting. I wanna challenge you to either do that or to grab someone that you know and respect. And I would encourage you to network up. So someone who has their life, maybe they're in super incredible shape, maybe their business is taking off, find someone who you admire that you look up to and ask if you can be accountability buddies for a month. And literally every single week, what you wanna do is call each other at the same time, at the same place, make it a ritual, make it a routine, and simply just declare what you're committing to doing. Make that public, make that goal something that you can see every single day. And what'll happen is, just because you don't wanna let the other person down, just by that very little piece in and of itself, you're going to get so much more accomplished. And we see that with our clients because, again, with our clients, people think it's, if I only had like the right workout routine, or if I only knew exactly what diet to use, or if I only had the right technique or the sales strategy, but that's not it. It's getting ourselves to do it. And the shortcut to getting yourself to pull out that higher level of performance is simply accountability. So you can do it, again, group setting. You can do it with a buddy one-on-one. You can also do it with us too. So we've got a really cool accountability program going on where Megan and myself, we have a 90-day sprint between now and the end of the year. And we're helping people completely bust out of their shell, having people break through their financial ceilings, and we're pushing really hard and we are pulling out so much performance out of people, and we're calling it the 90-day sprint. So if you are up for that challenge to work directly and personally with me and my amazing wife Megan, and you want someone to kick your butt, get you into action, and prove that you're literally capable of 20 times more than you think, just like Commander Mark Divine says, then email support@lifeonfire.com and just say, "I'd like to talk to Nick or Megan about this 90-day sprint." So again, email support@lifeonfire.com and just say, "I'd like to talk to Nick or Megan about this 90-day accountability sprint." We can get you some information, some details on that. So I just wanna say, encourage you, take this challenge, whether it's working with myself or Megan on a one-on-one coaching basis, or if you're just gonna go out and grab someone that you look up to, or even sign up for that class, you know, sign up for a spin class or a group workout class where you're all in it together and see how you perform, get in that rhythm, and live your life on fire. Talk to you soon.